This past week, I watched an interview from Father Mike Schmitz. You probably know Father Mike. He's a priest just north of us in Duluth, and he works on the campus there of the University of Minnesota Duluth as a chaplain. But outside of his regular duties as a priest of the Diocese of Duluth, he's really become a world-renowned evangelist. He has been so popular. He has, I think, two of the top podcasts right now in the United States, Bible in a Year and Catechism in a Year. So people like to listen to Father Mike. He has a great way of putting things into perspective. He has a great way of teaching people about the love of Jesus. And this interview that I watched from Father Mike, it was taped in January of this past year when he was speaking at a conference of college students, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. They hold this conference called SEEK every couple years. Even some of our parishioners were there this year with some 17,000 college students. So an amazing conference that draws people from all over our country, even from abroad. They come to gather together to be strengthened in their faith. And during this conference, Father Mike gave this interview. It wasn't the most positive interview. Even though he was there with some 17,000 college students, I'm sure it was a lively event. He was sharing some really hard statistics. This one statistic he shared, that in 1990, those who identified themselves as Christian in the United States was 90% of the population. 90% of the United States said they were Christian in 1990. 30 years later, in 2020, it had gone down 26%. It hovers around 64% in 30 years. In 30 years, 24% of Christians said, I'm not going to say that anymore. I'm not going to check that box. He says, if this continues, if this trend continues, in less than 20 years, Christianity will be a minority religion in the United States. In 2054, Christianity will be a minority in our country. And we see evidence of this all around us, even though it's been a steep decline. We know that the world, especially in our area of the world, it doesn't operate with the same principles that it used to. There's not this Christian worldview that we can just assume anymore. We see the legislation passed in our own state this week. We know that there's signs of a decline. But Father Mike, in his Father Mike way, said, this is actually hopeful for me. Hopeful? Really? Any business, any company that loses this many constituents in such a small amount of time, I think it'd be hard to find hope in that. But he says, I find it hopeful because maybe for the first time in a long time, people are being honest and truthful of where they are. And we can talk about that. We can engage that. He says, maybe for even centuries, people were checking the box, I'm Lutheran, I'm Catholic, I'm evangelical, I'm Christian. They checked that box over and over, but it didn't mean much to them. They checked the box, but it was a going through the motions type of thing. And now the generation following says, I'm not going to check that box anymore. My parents, my grandparents, maybe they checked the box, but I didn't see it make much of a difference, and I'm not going to check that box anymore. And he says, maybe for the first time in a long time, we see the truth, the reality of the way things actually are. You might think of a big oak tree. It looks awesome on the outside. It looks really strong. But if it's hollow, it's not going to stand. And that's why I think you see rapid collapse, not only in our country, but around the world, of some of these Christian civilizations and institutions. Maybe when we knock on them, they weren't as strong as we thought. That's why you see countries like Ireland that were so Catholic, so Christian for centuries. They went out and evangelized the rest of the world. But in such a short time, you see that civilization of Catholicism and Christianity seem to collapse overnight. But Father Mike says there's hope in this, and I actually share that hope. I share that hope that we can identify what we've been doing and what we need to do. When we look at the numbers, when we look at the statistics, we can look at them, I think, with new eyes, with new vision for where the Lord wants us to go. And if we say yes to that, we'll survive. We know the church will always survive as a global institution, as this divine reality that Jesus has formed. He said to Peter, "The gates of the netherworld shall not prevail against my church." So we know that the church as a huge body of Christ isn't going anywhere. But it's not to say that every parish will survive. It's not to say that every grouping will survive. But only those who address the reality that's in front of them and chooses to do things differently. I've been reading this book with our parish staff and with our parish council, From Christendom to Apostolic Age, or Apostolic Mission. And the whole thesis of the book is what Father Mike is addressing here. We're no longer in that time of comfortability where we can understand and assume that the global culture is Christian. It probably hasn't been that way for some 300 years. Since the Enlightenment, we've been on this steady decline, and now we're seeing some collapse. That's the whole mission, or the whole thesis of this book. And there's a line that the author keeps repeating that I want our parish to strike from our vocabulary. And the line that he keeps saying is that some institutions, some parishes have gone on as if business as usual. Strike that from your vocabulary. Business as usual will no longer be the case. We can't continue to engage our culture and engage our parish and our world with the same techniques. If we do, we're going to see ourselves dwindle away. I'm not sure when our parish doors would close, but if we go on with business as usual, the doors will close. Maybe 20 years, maybe 50. I don't know how long we'd hold on. So we need to strike that from our vocabulary and from our vision. And we need to reinvent and look at what are the techniques that speak to a world today. What are the things we do as parishioners that bring a lively presentation and proclamation of Jesus Christ? And this is what I've been working with and walking with our parish council and with our parish staff. How do we do this? How do we be one of those parishes that even in the midst of cultural decline, we see fruit? We see growth here within our parish, St. Jude of the Lake. Because it's possible, even if the culture declines, there are parishes, there are institutions that can continue to grow. He makes this point in the book, and I want this to be something that frames our hope. He says, whenever apostolic zeal and apostolic strategies are in operation, the results are impressive. One sees conversions to the faith, especially among the young, new movements and religious communities being born or rediscovering their vitality, institutions being founded or reformed, a deepening life of prayer and communal witness being expressed, a deepening life of prayer. These movements do not involve majorities. But that is part of the nature of an apostolic time. In a mission setting, the church does not move by majorities. So as we see Christianity become a minority, I want us to be that salt in the world, giving flavor to where it's been lacking. I want us to be that light in the world that comes into those places of darkness. I see great signs of this in our parish. I'm hopeful here as your pastor. I see us doing this in some ways. Our school, I think, is one great light in the darkness. We've seen great growth there, and we're trying to manage that and continue it, not just as an institution, but as a vehicle for evangelization. I see us feeding the poor here at our food shelf and down at Dorothy Day Center. I see us reaching out to the world in ways that the church always has. And I want to keep these things moving. If you haven't marked your calendar for 2 months from now, we've been addressing it and promoting it. We're having this parish mission in 2 months. It's on Palm Sunday weekend, March 31st and April 1st. I want this to be a catalyst where we continue to engage our families, where we continue to welcome people in and ignite a new springtime of faith. I've appointed 12 members from our parish, and I'm going to give them a special prayer blessing at the end of our Mass today. A new team here at St. Jude of the Lake, our Synod Evangelization Team. And they're going to be the ones in our midst who continue to inspire and evaluate and discern with me how we go forward. I want our parish not only to survive, but to thrive. To grow in the midst of the darkness as a light, as a seed, that Christ would continue to be alive, not only in our parish, but in our world. So brothers and sisters, as your pastor, I invite you to be with me in this. Let's be that salt where things have become flavorless. Let's be that light where things have grown dark. That Christ would be in our midst, and that we would be his presence to the world.